This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why AI rollouts fail, it's a leadership problem. The meeting that changed nothing, and why AI rollouts keep failing. Picture this. A company announces a major AI initiative. Executives send a company-wide email. Managers nod in all staff meetings. 6 months later, adoption is at 12%, employees are confused, and leadership is blaming the technology. The technology was never the problem. What happened? Organizational psychologist Dr. Selena Piemann is making a case that stops leaders cold. AI adoption fails not because the tools are flawed, but because the people leading the rollout are not prepared to handle human resistance and uncertainty. She frames AI not as a technology challenge, but as a test of leadership. Her argument centers on people readiness, not product readiness. The communication angle. Dr. Piemann's framing is the smartest thing I have heard from the AI conversation in months, and not because it is contrarian. It is smart because it is true, and because it forces a question leaders almost always skip. What are you actually telling your people, and do they believe you? Here is where most AI rollouts break down at the communication level. Leaders announce change using the language of capability. This tool will help us do more. This platform streamlines workflows. They talk about the technology like it is the subject of the story. It is not. Your people are the subject. The technology is just a plot device. When you lead with the tool, you signal one thing without meaning to figure it out yourself. Employees hear a capability announcement and immediately start calculating their own risk. Will this replace me? Do I need to learn this fast? What happens if I'm slow to adapt? None of those questions get answered in a typical rollout email, so people fill the silence with fear. Fear slows adoption. Slow adoption makes the initiative look like a failure. Leadership blames the technology, round and round. Dr. Piemann is pointing at the exit from that loop. The move is to lead with people first, explicitly and out loud. That means telling employees what is changing, what is staying the same, what support they will have, and what success looks like for them personally. Not for the company. For them, this is not soft management. It is precision communication. You are removing the ambiguity that generates resistance. There is also a tone problem in most change communication. Leaders try to sound confident, so they speak in certainties. This will transform how we work. But employees are not buying certainty from someone who clearly has not used the tool yet. The more credible move is honest sequencing. Here is what we know, here is what we are still figuring out, and here is how we will keep you in the loop. That kind of transparency does not undermine authority. It builds it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on leading through uncertainty gives you a framework for sequencing change messages so that your people feel informed rather than managed. The difference between those two things is not tone. It is structure, and structure is learnable. The takeaway. Before your next team communication about any new initiative, write one sentence that finishes this prompt. Here is specifically what this means for your day-to-day work. If you cannot write that sentence clearly, you're not ready to communicate the change yet. Wait until you can. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.